Jesus told a true story in the Bible in Luke chapter 16. And let me share it with you, a couple of verses. It says, verses 22 and 23, "So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and was buried, and being in torment in Hades," which is hell, a Greek word for hell, "it says he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom." We said that hell is a place of torment because of the eternal fire, burning but unable to die. Hell is a place of torment because there is no comfort. This rich man desired comfort. He said, "Send Lazarus." He didn't say to bring me a glass of water. He so desired comfort. He said just the tip of his finger in the water. He needed comfort. Matthew 25 verse 41 says that hell was not created for man, but it was created for Satan and his angels. Jesus did not prepare hell for you, my friend. He did not prepare hell for me. He prepared heaven for us. But unfortunately, not all are going. We have to make the decision in this life. Isaiah chapter 5 verses 13 and 14 says, "Therefore my people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend into it." Oh, what a sobering verse. Hell has enlarged itself, and it's a place of torment. In Luke 16, 24, "And he cried," the rich man cried, "and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." Tormented. Verse 25, "But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented." Hell is a place of great torment. Tomorrow I will share some more why that is. Every person needs to hear this word. Why? Because there is eternity. We will live forever. And everyone, and myself included, but every one of us will be in either heaven or in hell 100 years from now. We decide right now. Ask Jesus into your heart and into your life. Our coaching CD is here. It's a great coaching CD. It's with Jeff Liebengood. He's a health coach, author, and speaker at seminars. He has offices in different nations of the world. He helps professional athletes as well as the elderly and different ones with their health, how to improve it, things you can do every day to gain strength and vitality. It is yours with your best love gift of $15 or more when you write to us at He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. You can also give online at he'salive.net. Have a blessed Jesus-filled day.